Another episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. This is what we do each week. We get together, we have a chat, because girls do that.
Girls do it. And if they say they're not telling you the truth. No. Guys always say that they don't talk like us, especially after a few wines.
Yeah.
Sideways it goes, just a little bit.
I thought that men would be talking about sex, but they're actually not really.
No.
I think we talk about it more than they do. They think about it more.
Yeah. I do think, though, it varies in different age groups. I think that guys do talk about it. I think it's in different age groups, different brackets. And when all of a sudden they sort of hit a certain age that they sort of pull back from confiding in others about, you know, what's going on in the bedroom or what's not or whatever the discussion is.
Yeah.
Because I think the younger ones would be still talking about it.
Yeah. And I remember I've just had a flashback from years ago when I must have been very early 20s and I slept with my cousin's best friend. And I remember at the time my cousin was like, don't go home with him. Don't go home with him, because if you go home with him, then I'm going to be hearing about it. He doesn't talk nicely after he's slept with him, blah, blah, blah. He was so good looking. I didn't really care. But, but I remember him saying, no, they will talk about it, but they don't talk about it in a very
flattering.
I want to say flattering or kind? Respectful way. Because they're young boys in their 20s.
Getting their rocks off.
Getting their leg over.
Oh, my God. OMG.
Now, this episode of the podcast, I want to bring up an article that I read. Now, we've touched on OnlyFans before.
So many times.
It's, for anyone that doesn't know, I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you do know.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we first started this podcast, don't you remember, literally, when we first started this podcast, we both sat here and got schooled by somebody that we were chatting with, another lady that sort of filled us in on what OnlyFans was.
Yeah, and we had no idea.
And now we know everything.
It's massive.
So big.
I mean, I've not been on there, but I'm guessing the gist of it is showing videos and photos of yourself.
Yes.
And then people pay to watch or
they pay a subscription base.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of the same way of growing a social media platform. But you have – and I think that's the whole idea and driver, is that you want to be able to take all of your followers onto your OnlyFans, but then on the OnlyFans you get a little bit more, or you might get requested certain content, and it's what you're comfortable with. But once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, but I feel like this started many, many years before OnlyFans, because remember that you, as working as an air hostess, you got asked to give them your old –
No, they wanted to buy my stockings, the ones that I was wearing.
Yeah.
Which, on the plane, on the 10-hour flight. Disgusting.
That's
like,
weird.
Honestly.
But stockings, like, if someone's got that sort of fetish, you'd think maybe undies.
Hey, just carrying on from this. No, because this was the thing. I was having a conversation with someone else whom was an ex-flighty international for Qantas years and years and years. And we came up, we were chatting about this, and I said, oh, we talked about it on the podcast. On my Beijing flights, I always got asked for my stockings. And she said, we cracked up laughing. We were laughing about it. And I asked her, being flighty to flighty, was it because people don't wear knickers underneath?
Oh,
that some people, you know, we've had this conversation about activewear.
Mm.
And I said to her, is it because some women don't wear knickers under stockings? And she said, yeah. I said, I always wore knickers under, like, my knickers first, then the stockings.
Yeah.
It's an underwear garment.
Yeah.
So why would you put underwear then and more underwear? And I was like, because I don't think that they're made. And
I've
then she said, there's a strip in it.
Underwear with stockings.
Oh,
same. Yeah, there is a strip in it.
That's exactly right. There's the strip in it. So then we're having this conversation back and forth. Across the kitchen bench about the reason why they were asking me for my used stockings. So technically they would have wanted their money back for my used stockings, because mine weren't
you
as
shortchanged
good
them.
As, yeah.
Because you had underwear.
Mine weren't dirty as such.
No, but all they got from yours is however your feet smell after a 10-hour flight. But that's not the only thing that's happened, because remember you got offered, $200 mm-hmm. for pictures of your ankles?
Yeah, well, given where I was living, the ankles are classified as, you know, a beautiful piece of you. I've been hit up on
because they don't
the
get
gram.
To see anything else.
Yeah, I've been hit up on the gram for photos of my ankles. I've been hit up. I was kind of like, it's a compliment, I think. You're saying that I've got nice ankles. Yeah. That's good. And then I've been hit up for used knickers. After a workout, it was very specific.
How are you getting all these offers?
I was like, how much are you going to pay for those? Instagram? And how would you know what you're going to get? We had someone, another one of the girls come on this podcast ages ago talking about how her friend makes quite a good side hustle from selling her used underwear.
Yeah.
And the workout ones go for more.
Oh my God.
The smell of sweat. It lures people in.
Oh, it's just gross. But I mean, okay, if you could do it completely anonymously.
Yes.
And just send. Yeah. What do you do? Do you go to Australia Post? Like, how do you.
You would have it all done. It would be already done, already.
And then you have to write on the back what's inside, the contents of the package.
And then put it, like, even the return to sender. You wouldn't put your name on it, would you?
No. You'd have to put clothing.
You don't want it returned.
No, you don't want it returned.
You would want the money first before your knickers go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be a PayPal thing.
You'd be in like at Victoria's Secrets every week just buying or Kmart or Target, just buying their cheap, you know, their cheaper undies, the cheaper ranges. Buy 7 of them. That's the week ahead. Wear them Monday. Put it in the post Tuesday, wear Tuesdays, put it in the post. Do you know what I mean? That's as easy as it is. It sounds quite easy.
But what if they're too clean? Because I like to I like to use a good fabric softener. And so I like for it to smell nice when it's freshly washed.
Yep.
So normally if I wear undies for a normal day, not exercising in them, they still smell like fabric softener.
No, well, maybe you just don't wash them. You have to just buy them brand new and wear them.
Yeah, okay.
Pop them in that bag and send them away. So, look, I think there's so many side hustles out there that, you know, maybe we don't speak about, maybe we don't know about, and there's so many different kinks and fetishes, and we talk about them all the time on this podcast.
If someone offered you, though, like if it was a good amount of money, so say they wanted this daily, okay, so you just save, you know, 7 pairs of undies a week and then you send them off.
Yep.
Imagine if you could make, I have no idea what these people are charging for them, but imagine if you could make, you know, a couple of grand a week just doing that.
There's nothing hard. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I know. No one.
Well, it's not got your face on anything.
No.
It's not
got your name on
it. It's not got your name on your knickers, like unless you're writing your name on them with love, enjoy, whatever, like sign off. You know, it's not like they're going to be, you know, trying to take your DNA out of them. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
It's quite harmless.
It's quite harmless in terms of a lot of things. There's been, you know, the last episode of Maths, the last season, one of the girls on there, she had an OnlyFans account and it blew up.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other things out there. There'd be other things. Some men love the smell of feet or like, and so maybe you could sew your socks. I wouldn't be doing that.
No, my feet don't normally stink. But.
Oh, I could come up with so many different things. But look, let's just be honest. I'd do it.
Easy
Your
cash.
Name's not on it. Your
it's
name's
easy
not
cash.
On it.
And it appears that OnlyFans is also easy cash because this article that I came across, it says OnlyFans model makes $38,000 a month by humiliating men.
We've talked about this.
Yes. Well, because
we've got a few listeners
that
need to be taking their business, obviously, from in person to online to make $38,000.
Yeah.
What is it? A week?
We had it. Yeah. A month.
A month.
$38,000 a month. We had a girl who contacted us who actually gets paid $200 for kicking men in the balls. She's got a few clients. Some of them are married. She goes over, has a glass of wine, kicks them in the balls and leaves. What a side hustle.
That's a side hustle and a half. P.S. This girl's making nearly $500,000 a year.
Yeah, half a million. So her name is Audrey Aura. She's a plus-size creator on the OnlyFans website. She indulges in a lot of niche kinks and fetishes, including female domination. So she started this account in March 2020, so just when everyone got bored. And everyone was looking for something else to do other than see other humans.
Yeah.
So she started it, I'm imagining, perfect startup time. She markets herself as a kinky submissive. Her favorite thing to do, and also her most requested, are penis ratings. They actually request this from me regularly, and I accept it with excitement. Of course you do. You're getting $38,000 a month. Telling your men that their penises are small.
That's nearly 10 grand a week. Yeah. $10,000 a week.
This is crazy.
What are people doing? Returning? Are they coming back each week to ask her to rate the same penis again and again? Does she have to come up with new content? Like, well, last week I said it was like this, and now this week I think it's not changed. It's the same penis.
Yeah, but maybe she does something like, oh, baby. Oh, baby. Did you forget to work out this week? Because it's looking a little saggy.
Remember, we've spoken about it before, the 1-800 numbers. Mm. So this is kind of like the 1-800 numbers on steroids,
yeah,
but in person. So do you think that she would have to do the same best? Would she have to change her voice per person in which she speaks to? You'd have a different voice. Like what we talk about here and then our 1-800 number voices,
yeah.
You know, like would she be doing that in person, do you think? Do you think
you'd have
to adapt for each client?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if client's the right word. Shit.
It would be.
Subscriber.
It would definitely be a video. Like she's definitely doing videos. And when you look at her Instagram page, I mean, good on her because she's very confident. She is a very plus-sized woman with so much confidence.
Yeah, right.
And she says, you know, that she gets a lot of online hate and is often told by strangers on the internet she's taking advantage of men and their money and their kinks. And she says, oh, I don't think what I'm doing is wrong. The thing is, these men are grown adults making a choice to spend their money on that. So I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's not like they're conning old ladies. And, do you know what I mean? Like conning old ladies and telling them they're going to get solar panels and then never showing up. Like they're not doing that.
I think it's harmless. I have read another article that had said that OnlyFans was going to start, though, banning some explicit content. Just leading on from that, because, you know, if you're thinking you want to be a little bit more explicit and don't want to get banned on OnlyFans, there's like 14 other OnlyFans websites you can join.
Yeah.
With all different elements of...
Yeah, it's like Uber. Now you've got Diddy, you've got Sheba, they're all jumping on the bandwagon. But so if they're going to start banning explicit, like how explicit does it have to be? Because she's making her money by looking at penises and telling them that they're small. Isn't it all explicit?
No, well, that says there's been an announcement since August 2021 that OnlyFans is going to start banning explicit adult content. It says you might be on the lookout for an alternative. So then it gives you 14 other sites to create, because they put it down as creating content. You're basically filming porn, guys.
Yeah.
The platforms for if you wanted to do adult content creators, maybe a little bit more X-rated content creators, but with lower fees. So as the content creator, we obviously get charged to have an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
There's newbies and mild X-rated content. So there's sites for those people that might be new to creating it and they might be just a little bit fresh. So they'll stay on the more mild X-rated side.
Mm.
There's one for British adult creators, European adult creators. There's mainstream non-adult content.
And I then, love of course, that they're giving them a professional title, adult creator. What's your job? As you go through the airport, I'm an adult creator.
I'm an adult creator. MAFS?
Yeah.
A few of them have gone from being on MAFS to then joining OnlyFans.
Of course they have. Oh! And they're earning, who's the girl, Jessica? Who's that girl, Jessica
someone?
Oh,
yeah? Yeah,
she went on MAFS and then she went on Big Brother after that. And she is earning hundreds of thousands. In fact, she said she's got a real problem with the tax man now because she's earning so much money.
So
what
much
do you write
money
off for that for tax? Imagine your accountant or your underwear is a tax write-off.
What, your
whips and chains are a tax write-off. Your sex toys are a tax write-off. Are they okay with that, do you reckon?
They would be fine with that.
As long as you're paying tax.
As long as you're paying it. One of the girls that was on MAFS, she was the mum, Michelle Meshes. She's 48. She's joined it.
Any age, any size, any body type, any face, it appears, anyone can do it.
She is charging fans $50 per month for an intimate view into her world.
Intimate.
She said, no, she clarifies, there will be no sexual content on display.
Really?
A special offer is currently being offered, though, with the membership at half price. That's so only for you to get an intimate view into her life.
Hang on, this is just getting an insight into her life. So who's doing that? If she's not doing any sexual content, people yeah. just jumping on there to see
who she is. Well, that might be. That's non-sexual.
Kids for dinner.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I don't know. How do you do this? How do you justify that and then know that your kids one day are going to know that you had an OnlyFans account, and OnlyFans account is usually around adult X-rated content.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, kids. How do you make a living?
How did I get to go to private school? I had an OnlyFans account and it did really well. Just showed my vagina every now and then and it really worked for me.
A little glance into how life rolls. Yeah, so there's so many other versions out there, but it is saying that the relatively new big competitor to OnlyFans, it only started in 2020 and it's called Unlocked.
Okay.
So if you're thinking, Katie,
yeah.
of creating a few extra bucks.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know how much I'd get. Start. I don't know how many subscribers I would get. And imagine filming it as well. Imagine that. I'm there filming in the bedroom.
Yep.
My husband comes in. What are you doing? I'm just filming my vagina. But, mate, we're going to pay off the mortgage.
In no time. Blows my mind. We'll have to talk about, if you are listening and you are willing to come on this podcast, please can you contact me?
Yeah.
Or contact Katie.
If you're on OnlyFans and you're making lots of money from showing your bits and bobs. Or
can you get in contact with us? Because we're not going to create the content. We just want to know how it all works.
Yeah. Or if you're a man who subscribes to OnlyFans.
Yes.
So at Rachel Thyday on Instagram or yeah. at Katie Matten.
Yeah.
Slide into our DMs.
Reach out. Give us a message and tell us what one of the weirdest things that you've ever bought off of somebody else on a social media platform.
You need to get selling pictures of your ankles. That's the easiest way and it's the cleanest way. It's not explicit.
Oh, I'm still taken by the undies in an envelope. I reckon we can make
Let's
some
do it all. We're going to be rich. Oh, we are the girls gone wild.